Celebrate Alberta at the Party of the Century. What's a party without your family and friends? Have Premier Klein personally invite them to visit our province. Relive your favorite Alberta memories and make some new ones. Enter the draw to fly in 4 guests from anywhere in the world to join in the fun. What are you waiting for? This opportunity only comes around every 100 years or so. See albertacentennial.ca for details. A message from the Government of Alberta.
The World Tonight on CHQR. A wrap-up of today's major news stories around the world that affect the lives of people here at home. The World Tonight with host Rob Breckenridge on AM 770 CHQR. News, talk, sports.
And good evening. Welcome aboard. We are up and running. It is Rob Breckenridge, The World Tonight. Welcome to the program. Our telephone number in Calgary, 974-8255. Toll free across Alberta, 1-800-563-7770. You can also email us, rob@theworldtonight.ca. And just a reminder, as you heard in the news, and we'll keep you updated through the evening, a tornado warning in effect for the city of Lethbridge, as well as some other areas primarily to the west of Lethbridge, including Blood First Nation, Coaldale, Picture Butte. So again, that tornado warning in effect for the city of Lethbridge and surrounding areas. We'll keep updated on that. Some of the other severe weather alerts around southern Alberta this evening, primarily severe thunderstorm watches in many areas. But again, that situation in Lethbridge, which we will keep you up to date on. Anyhow, coming up on the program, just a moment here, we're going to check in with Honest Reporting Canada. Take a look at their annual Dishonest Reporting Awards. We'll get to that in just a second. Also tonight, we're going to speak with Helena Gwergis. She's the official opposition critic for the Conservatives for international cooperation. We're going to talk about helping Africa. On a small scale, some talk about what the government can do to perhaps help with the cost of this upcoming Live 8 concert, which is apparently going to take place. It was announced today in Barrie, Ontario, the Canadian edition of it. And also take a look at the bigger picture of what Canada ought to be doing in terms of helping Africa. And of course, we've got the G8 summit coming up very soon, so we'll talk about that on the program. Also tonight, we're going to revisit the controversial issue of these U.S. war deserters, some of whom have fled to Canada and are seeking refugee status here. There's a renewed push to get the government to intervene to make sure they can legally stay. We're going to speak tonight with a new Democrat MP who presented a petition in the House of Commons calling for just that. Bill 6A will be with us later in the program, so we're going to get into that issue once again on the program. So lots to get to this evening. We're also going to get some clips from yesterday. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, a very interesting speech she gave in Egypt yesterday, which got a lot of people talking and was quite bold in some respects, speaking in Cairo. Had a lot to say directed at the Egyptian government. So still some people talking about it today, and we'll revisit some of that speech from yesterday. We'll get to that later in the program. And, of course, as always, time tonight for your phone calls. But off the top here this evening, I want to take a look at how the media in this country covers the Middle East. There was certainly a lot of it today, of course, with this summit between Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas. Are we always getting a balanced view from the mainstream media in this country in terms of how they cover the situation, in particular how they present Israel? Is there an anti-Israel bias at times that exists in some media outlets? There's a group called Honest Reporting Canada that watches this to see if, in fact, there is that bias, and they report from time to time on when we do see those biases, unfortunately more than we would like. Now, the group has released their annual Dishonest Reporting Awards, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but highlighting some of the problems of some of the more distorted coverage that we've seen in the Canadian media. Joining us on the telephone is Dove Smith. He's Executive Director of Honest Reporting Canada. Dove, appreciate your time here. Welcome to the program.
Good to be back.
Excellent. All right. Well, first of all, I kind of gave a thumbnail sketch off the top. But let's talk, first of all, a bit about the work that Honest Reporting Canada does.
Well, we're a media monitoring organization. We have about 10,000 Canadians from coast to coast who work with us to monitor the media for their coverage of the Middle East, let us know what they're seeing, and then if they come across something and notify us about unfair or inaccurate media coverage of Israel and the Middle East, then we can centralize the information and send it back out to our members all across Canada and have them directly contact the media, so that instead of us interceding as, you know, an organization, ordinary Canadians are contacting and giving feedback to their news providers, and telling them what they think about the kind of information that they're giving. Mm-hmm. That's sort of a small thing. So we monitor the media every day. Our members are monitoring the media, acting as media patrollers. And then really it's about taking action. We have sort of an activist approach and trying to get people to just engage in dialogue with the reporters and journalists and editors across the country and tell them what they think of the kind of reporting that they're doing.
Now, obviously, that will have its critics, and I'm sure there are those out there that don't appreciate what you do or might say that you're trying to intimidate the media. How do you respond to those critics?
Well, we operate very professionally. We taught our members over a variety of communiques to them about how to communicate with a news organization. So the first thing we say is, don't be abusive. Don't write to people and say, you are a hater of Israel or you're a biasedness. All that stuff should go out the window. All we ask people to do is to express their true feelings to the media about what they think of the reporting that they're getting, and that's what our members do. And interestingly enough, the response from the media hasn't been sort of a backlash and accusations of censorship. It's been a fairly good response. There are news organizations and ombudsmen and reporters who talk to us and talk to our members and are actually say in any event that they appreciate the feedback and it's important to them to know what their listeners and viewers and readers are thinking. So we're not getting that sense of being sort of universally criticized for doing this kind of work. I think largely that's because we're very careful about doing this in a professional and sort of moderate way.
Well, let's also just mention quickly, and we'll get into this, people can read more at the website, it's honestreporting.ca. Now let's talk about, I guess, and this will speak to the Dishonest Reporting Awards, but I guess the unfortunate need that your organization has to exist in the first place.
Well, yeah, I mean, the awards that we put out this year are really, like you said, I mean, they're really designed to raise awareness about the issue. And so we focused on some of the most obvious examples, which, we can talk about in a second. I think the real need for these awards is the fact that our Canadian viewers of television, readers of newspapers, listeners to radio, often aren't getting sort of a clear image of what's happening over in the Middle East. It's one of the most regressive and repressive parts of the world. Human rights and freedoms are almost non-existent. But most of that story doesn't get communicated. The majority of coverage coming out of the Middle East is about Israeli conflict with Palestinians, and right now Iraq, because obviously America's over there. Mm-hmm. But what happens is that this magnifying glass is applied to the Israel-Palestinian situation to the exclusion of almost all other Middle Eastern coverage. So, while people languish in jails and, women are sort of a Middle Eastern underclass in most of that region, most of that story doesn't get told. And what does get told is the daily violence that happens between Israelis and Palestinians. Now, I'm not saying that's not an important story, but what happens is that Canadians get a very disproportionate view of what's happening. And to the extent that right now there's this incredible opportunity for Canada to foster freedom and democracy and human rights in the Middle East, we're missing that opportunity because really our attention is being diverted away from what's happening over there.
I just want to talk briefly here about how you view the difference between what is supposed to be objective news coverage and what is supposed to be opinion, whether it be through a newspaper column or a show like this. And I suppose there are people out there saying, geez, Rob, you're one to talk. I'm certainly seen as pro-Israel, and there are certainly critics out there and columnists who might be seen as anti-Israel. Let's talk about the difference, I guess, between what's supposed to be objective news coverage and what's supposed to be opinion.
Sure. Well, first of all, everybody comes into this world with biases, just as a matter of the experiences that we have being individual and unique persons. So we all have them. The difference between a columnist and a news reporter is that a columnist gets paid to express their opinion. We want to hear what you think. In the case of a news reporter, we expect people to be communicating the facts of the situation. And that's a very hard thing to do because when you take a complex situation like the Middle East or, hundreds of other situations around the world, it's very hard to tell a story that's completely free of any kind of a bias or personal opinion. And, of course, the media, they always tell me, as long as I'm getting criticized from all sides, I think I'm doing a good job. Now, that's partly true, but it's partly a cop-out. The truth is, it's very hard to tell a story straight down the line. But, news organizations have that mandate. And if they want to be entirely editorial and opinion-based, that's one thing. But if they're going to be communicating the news, and, in the example of CBC, which is, an organization that we pay $1 billion a year of our tax dollars to, and they have a mandate from the federal government on behalf of the citizens of Canada to give us the news, well, we expect to get, a good professional news product for them, And very often that happens, but you know, there are certainly instances where that doesn't happen. That's what we're sort of trying to take on.
Mm-hmm. This is just a point on that. I mean, your organization has been critical in the past of columnists. I mean, it's one thing to have an opinion, but when people are getting things wrong or distorting the facts, just hiding behind the fact, well, I'm just expressing my opinion, is not enough.
Well, that's you're absolutely right. I mean, what happens sometimes is columnists say things that are just out and out wrong. That is not acceptable, obviously, and that's when we appeal to the columnist or to their editor to correct that situation. And, you know, there are various things you see columnists do. They don't say something in their own name, but they attribute it to another person or people said or to an unnamed source. We don't think that's really necessarily the best kind of editorial work. We think if a columnist has an opinion, they should express it. If they're not comfortable expressing it, then just don't put it out there.
Exactly. Well, Dove, let me get you to hold the line. We'll come back and we'll get into the list here. Some of the reports singled out in this year's edition of the Dishonest Reporting Canada Awards. We're speaking with Dove Smith, Executive Director for Honest Reporting Canada, their website, honestreporting.ca. It's Rob Breckenridge, The World Tonight. We're back after this.
Rutherford on CHQR.
Coming up on the next program, the federal Liberals introduced legislation to crack down again on music sharing. Will it work this time? Two Canadian bike manufacturers want tariffs slapped on foreign bicycle imports. Canada's information commissioner has an end to his appointment coming, but some people want him to stay longer. We talked to John Reed. And open line.
Rutherford, weekdays 9 till 1 on AM 770 CHQR. News, talk, sports.
CHQR Shopper Showcase, your radio directory to Calgary's best shops and stops.
Get the best of both worlds. Enjoy a steady income while enjoying all the perks of retirement. If you love children and have a valid driver's license and clean driving record, look into becoming a Cardinal bus driver. Get free training. Work 4 hours a day and earn $1,200 a month. Call Cardinal today at 531-3930.
With today's busy lifestyle, you could use a hand around the house. Trust the experienced hands of Ram Cleaning Services. From cleaning windows to area rugs to the entire house. For complete cleaning care, call Ram Cleaning Services at 291-1051.
Annalyn Decorating presents the Triple Crown of Coatings. Bloodstain, Benjamin Moore Paints, and Sickens Coatings. Discover how beautiful your home can look when you use the best. Annalyn Decorating, 3230 28th Street Southwest.
Phantom Screens, the original retractable screen custom fit to virtually any opening. Phantom Screens simply disappear when not in use. Call 1-888-PHANTOM to book your installation today.
Weight gain and obesity are becoming an epidemic. Dr. Stanley K. Bernstein.
Well, we know statistically over the many years, at least over 25 that I've been following the current statistics, North American people are becoming heavier at an alarming rate. Obesity is more prevalent of a disease today than it has ever been, possibly the result of a lot of fast foods, a lot of overeating, and I feel it's certainly because of lack of education. We know that if we can educate our patients, they'll learn how to eat better, they'll learn how to maintain their weight. Obesity is a disease that should be controlled to help people live longer and healthier. Unfortunately, there are so many programs out there that don't work, and so medicine today has not touched the problem. In fact, the problem is getting worse.
Dr. Bernstein Health and Diet Clinics. Medically supervised weight loss guaranteed. Over 40 clinics across Canada. Call 1-888-DR-B-DIET.
News from across the country and around the world. The World Tonight with Rob Breckenridge on AM 77 CHQR.
We are back, Rob Breckenridge, with you in conversation with Dove Smith, Executive Director of Honest Reporting Canada, the 2004 Dishonest Reporting Canada Awards. Let's talk about, the CBC in general, but specifically Neil McDonough. Now, I think the CBC, and they've dealt with this in the past, the accusation of anti-Israel bias in much of their coverage, and I think a lot of it is attributable to Neil McDonough, who, in fact, at one point was their Mideast correspondent, who has since moved to Washington, but I guess, Duff, he's still up to his old tricks.
Well, he's sort of, you know, for lack of a better term, become the poster child of this particular issue with CBC. You know, a couple of years ago, he was transferred out of the Middle East to Washington, and the expectation from a lot of people was that, okay, you know, this issue is no longer as part of his domain, and therefore he's not going to be reporting about it. And that's why, you know, just a year ago, in May 2004, he did a report on the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, where there was, you know, torture and terrible stuff that happened. And he, you know, he brought in a clip of a fellow named Eugene Bird, who's a well-known activist from a very anti-Israel organization, who implied that Israeli intelligence agents were involved in the torture of Iraqi prisoners. It was just one of the more outrageous things that appeared in all of Western media about this issue. And, of course, once they were called on it, the CBC issued an on-air retraction. In fact, that particular report was so badly done, I think this may have been an all-time record. They issued two separate retractions or corrections on the air, one the night after and one about 3 nights later, about that particular report. And that was one episode this past year where Neil MacDonald was once again controversial on the subject of the Middle East. Another one that we found was he contributed a piece to CBC's website. They have a section called Viewpoint, and it's where reporters can do a sort of analysis of issues. And one of the lines that he used in a piece about the United Nations was, and I'm quoting, "If Palestinians have committed terror, the Israelis have certainly committed war crimes." Now, that's a very strong assertion for a reporter who's supposed to be unbiased to make. So we actually contacted, and our members contacted the CBC about that. And in February of this year, we got a reply from the ombudsman of CBC, who acknowledged, he wrote back to us, "I conducted a review of this matter, and I agree that the sentence at issue was open to the interpretation of personal opinion or bias, and we've changed it." Now, of course, you know, 3 months after the fact, I'm not sure how useful that is. But it does point to the fact that even within the CBC, there have been acknowledgments time and again that information that Neil MacDonald has put forward were problematic. Interestingly, since that, I haven't seen Neil MacDonald report anything about the Middle East. I don't know if it's at all related to this particular incident, but he sort of stuck more to American reporting.
Well, he still has a habit, and this speaks to bigger issues. I mean, I think a lot of people familiar with his work notice how he really tends to insert his analysis of the situation as though he feels his opinion is of such value that it needs to be front and center in his reports. He's a very odd duck, shall we say, but he is what he is, I guess.
You're absolutely right. In fact, when our members wrote letters to the CBC complaining about Neil MacDonald, most of them, sort of without any prompting from us, complained specifically about, and they all use the same word, editorializing.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if you're Rex Murphy and you're getting paid to give your opinion, then by all means give it. But if you're a reporter, then you're not supposed to be doing that. Now, we have examples. In 2000, Neil MacDonald used the phrase, "the ferocious appetite of Jewish settlers for Arab land." He said, "Ariel Sharon has always believed that peacemaking is best done at gunpoint." And this isn't just with regard to Israel. This is with regard to whatever he's reporting right now. People are saying he's doing the same thing about the U.S. and displaying a real sort of dislike for the Bush administration. So it's an ongoing problem. Frankly, I'm not sure how someone can editorialize so much and still retain their position as a senior correspondent, but, you know, that's for your listeners to question the CBC about, because I'm doing it all the time.
Well, indeed. Let's talk about a name that some people might be surprised to hear in the context of this conversation, Alexander, or Sasha, as he's better known, Trudeau, and a documentary he did for CTV. For W5, I guess it was. Talk about why this was of concern.
Well, interestingly, a lot of people I spoke to thought this was a very balanced piece. And we actually went through the piece with a stopwatch and took down the number of spokespersons he took from both sides of the security barrier, the Israeli side and the Palestinian side. And we found that the majority of the time and the majority of the people he spoke to were on the Arab side. And not only that, what really was problematic was, and we actually have a clip of this available off our website if people want to see it, is that he interviewed a fellow named Zachariah Zubeidi, who's notorious for committing acts of terror. And when I say acts of terror, I can say it with authority, because the Canadian government, in fact, lists his organization, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, as a terrorist group. In fact, that group killed a citizen of Canada in a bus bombing a couple of years back, a fellow from Toronto. This guy's killed Israelis, foreigners, he's killed Palestinians. So this is not a nice fellow, but the portrayal that was given to him on this program, The Fence, was not only sympathetic, it was actually romantic. I mean, if you watched it, you would think this fellow was a Palestinian Robin Hood. And the reality is so different. So we weren't actually saying that Trudeau should not have used this fellow in his piece, but at least he owed it to the Canadian public to tell them that this is a fellow who has the blood of Canadians on his hands, and that wasn't done. Mm-hmm. Instead, the piece, he asked them about, do you love life? How old is your baby? He filmed his scars that he's received from Israelis, those kinds of things. So it was a very romantic piece, and we thought that was just outrageous. And our members were all across the country were really incensed by that one.
I also want to make sure we talk about the Toronto Star, and this to some degree speaks about a larger debate about how and when the word terrorism is used, and I know there have been news agencies that have debated that and struggled with that. This in particular, the Toronto Star, this concerns the actual headlines of some of the news stories. Let's talk about that.
Well, that's right. Interestingly, I don't believe that the news media have to use the word terrorism or that they shouldn't use the word terrorism. All I think that they should do is make sure they have a consistent policy. So if you're going to use the word terrorism or terror or terrorist, you should use it equally for different parts of the world. And what we found during the course of I think we studied 3 months of news coverage in the Toronto Star. We looked specifically at their headlines, and we found that between mid-March and mid-June of last year, the Toronto Star used the word terrorism or variations of it in over 100 headlines. Those were about articles about Jordan, Kashmir, Pakistan, Philippines, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Syria, etc. But interestingly, the Star did not, and we rechecked this just to make sure we weren't making some crazy mistake, the Star never used the word terrorism in a single headline relating to acts of terror against Israel. Now, that may be a policy decision that someone's made, or it may be an unintentional bias, but it really speaks to the fact that two different standards are being applied. If you kill an Israeli mother of four, and I'm referring to a specific incident, the headline that they used for that was, Israeli mother, four daughters slain in Gaza Strip ambush, settlers shot on way to campaign against pullout. So they referred to, four kids and an unborn baby as settlers who were going to campaign. The similar article about an event, somewhere else in the world would have had the word terrorism in big, bold letters. And so there was a double standard being applied. And when we found this, we really thought, this is problematic. And it's emblematic of the sort of bias that, whether it's intentional or not, it's much harder to detect and much more subtle. But it talks about the kinds of beliefs that our news organizations have about, the difference between when you kill Israelis or when you kill somebody in another part of the world. And we think that's very problematic as well.
Well, indeed. Let me give out the website once more here again. It's www.honestreporting.ca. Dove, a real pleasure. Thanks for your time here tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right. Dove Smith, as mentioned, Executive Director of Honest Reporting Canada. Their website again, honestreporting.ca. Still to come on the program, in our next half hour, we're going to talk about Africa, the upcoming G8 conference, and what's on the table to help Africa and what Canada should be putting on the table. Bob Geldof, who's also organizing this Live 8 conference, there was a news conference today to announce that Barrie, Ontario, is going to be included in the series of concerts.